Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Dr. Tamiko Stewart, broadcasting live out of Jacksonville, Florida. We are so excited to be on the air today. I tell you, I'm still on a spiritual high. We're just returning back from Atlanta, where National Women Empowerment had an event in Atlanta, Georgia. And when I tell you, God showed up, women were delivered, they were set free. I tell you, we had a miraculous time in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're gearing up for another event here in Jacksonville, Florida, a two-night miracle manifestation night. I'll be joined by Pastor Dr. Jontel Richardson. We're hoping that he call in before we get going with the show today so we can talk about this event. If you are listening, and I see you are, from the Jacksonville, Florida, or South Georgia area, I need you to come to the two-night miracle manifestation here in Jacksonville, Florida, at Pure in Heart Ministries. The flyer is on my Facebook page. I need you to go to that flyer, get the address. Don't miss it. There will be signs, wonders, and miracles. God is going to meet us there. People are going to be saved. People are going to be set free. People are going to be delivered. Yes, in Jacksonville, Florida, on January the 30th and the 31st, the flyer is on my page. Me and the man of God, Pastor Jontel Richardson, we're going to be used by God in a great, great way. I've already seen the service of people just being slain under the power of God. I've seen people being delivered. So you do not want to miss this two-night miracle manifestation that is happening right here in Jacksonville, Florida. I am just so excited about what God is going to do. He's going to meet us there, and he's going to do great and awesome and mighty things. Amen. But again, today, the Lord wanted me to share the message with you called It's a Hard Knock Life. Yes, we remember that song from the Orphan Annie movie, and then I think Jay-Z came back and tried to do his spin on the song It's a Hard Knock Life, but that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about the hard trials and the hard situations and the hard circumstances, and those that are dealing with sickness, and those that need God to move, those that need an answer for God. That's the hard knock life that I am talking about on today. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of 1 Peter. Yes, the book of 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, starting at the 12th verse. 1 Peter 4 and 12. And it reads, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Verse 14, "If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is, but on your part he is glorified." Skip down to verse number 16. "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Verse 19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as much unto a faithful creator. I tell you, God is speaking on today. It's a lot of saints that are going through the hard knock life. There are a lot of saints that are suffering. Things are hard. Some have lost jobs. Some don't have any income. Some don't know where the next meal is going to come from. Some are facing eviction, foreclosure. Some are homeless. Yes, that hard knock life. Some are sick and dealing with high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, all kind of ailments. That hard knock life. Some are having problems in their marriages. Some marriages are about to fall apart, but God is able to put your marriage together just like Humpty Dumpty. That hard knock life. Some are dealing with your children. They're acting like they lost their everlasting mind. You don't even recognize who your own children are. That hard knock life. Some are dealing with situations in their ministry where they don't know how they're going to get to this point, to that point. They're worried, they're frustrated, they're aggravated. Donations not coming in. Bills need to be paid. I'm talking about that hard knock life. Don't you know, serve a God that says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things you might have been experiencing. The hard knock life. But just like often in it, God is getting ready to send your daddy war books. God is getting ready to send someone to bless you. You're one person away. You're one person away from your miracle. You're one person away from your breakthrough. You're one person away from walking in destiny. You're one purpose away from walking in purpose. Don't you think it's strange, because the hell you've been going through, I know it seems like you've been in a fiery furnace. I know it seems like you've been all alone. Only if you knew what I've been going through. But quitting is not an option. The more the devil fights, the more I forge, the more I press, the more I endure. We got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We got to stand still. We got to stop trying to figure it out on our own. Stop trying to work it out on our own. Our thoughts are not like God's thoughts. Don't get a headache trying to outthink God. Don't get a headache trying to figure out God. But God is telling us to stand still. He's getting ready to answer. He's getting ready to show up. He's getting ready to show up. This is your time. Your breakthrough, huh? Your breakthrough is on the way. As the scripture says, think it not strange. Think it not strange because you're going through this. Think it not strange because you're going through that. Think it not strange because this one came against you. Think it not strange because that one came against you. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that you're going through. Well, we serve a God that's able to do it. He's able to do it. He's able. I know him to be Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's your provider. He's never failed you yet. Pull up your spiritual resume and reflect how God has brought you out. Reflect how God did this. Reflect how God did that. He's always been an on-time God. He might not come when you want him to, but he's an on-time God. Despite what your hard knock life situation might be, I know a God that says he's the Alpha, he's the Omega, he's the great I am, he's Emmanuel, God is with us, he's El Shaddai, he's El Elyon, he's the beginning and he's the end. He's already been to the end and he's been with you in the beginning. And don't you know that God is with you while you're going through the in-between? All you got to do is keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep praying. Keep fasting. Keep believing. Keep using your faith. Act in faith. Use mobilized faith. Begin to get radical with your faith. When they say no, God says yes. The blessings of God are yes and amen. God is going to do it. He's going to turn it around. He's going to turn your situation around. He's going to turn your situation around. He is the God of the turnaround. I don't care how hard your life may have been. I don't care how much you're suffering. I don't care how much you're going through. I don't care. God is able to turn it around. 24-hour turnaround, 48-hour turnaround, 72-hour turnaround. God is able to speak one word. He can speak peace. He's Jehovah Shalom. He can speak peace to your situation, peace to your mind. Don't you worry. Don't you cry another tear, but begin to let Judah go forth. In the Old Testament, before every battle, they sent Judah forth. They let out a praise. Begin to praise him. Begin to release your praise. Begin to sound the alarm. Begin to shout. Begin to rejoice. Confuse the enemy. Confound the enemy. Just when he think you should have your head held down. Just when he think you should be sad. Just when he think you should give up. Just when he think you should throw in the towel. That's when you turn it up another notch. Intensify your praise. Intensify your prayer lines. Intensify your fasting. Quitting is not an option. Ain't no quitters. We don't quit. We stand. We stand. All you got to do, Radio Land, is show up. All that you have to do is show up. It's a fixed fight. You've already won. You're already victorious. It's a fixed fight. The battle has already been won. God has already won. We're victorious. I know that while you're dealing with your hard knock life, it seems like the devil is going around like, listen to me, he's going around like or as a roaring lion. But I tell you, there's only one lion. There's only one lion, the Lion of Judah, and he's getting ready to roar. The Lion of Judah is getting ready to roar. The Lion of Judah is getting ready to answer. He's fighting your battles. He's releasing your answers. He's releasing miracles. He's releasing wonders. You're one person away from your life changing. All we got to do is stay in a spirit of expectancy. We got to stay in a spirit ready to receive from the Lord. As the Bible tells us, go back to First Peter chapter 4. It says, "Think it not strange concerning these fiery trials, which is the trial. The trial is going to come. You're going to suffer. You're going to go through. You're going to be tempted. You got to go through. Jesus went through. That's the problem, Radio Land. Everybody want to reign, but no one wants to suffer. Everybody want their name in light, but no one wants to suffer. Everybody want their name called, but no one wants to suffer. Everybody want to be on top, but nobody wants to suffer. You got to suffer. You got to bear your own cross. God is building you. He's processing you. He's giving you a testimony. This is Jesus suffered. We got to suffer. But if we suffer, we going to reign with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to go through. Don't despise the test. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't be like the children of Israel. Don't turn a 40-day journey into 40 years. Catch it the first time. Just give God praise as you go through. Give him praise as you go through. Because notice, I said, Radio Land, you're going through. You're going through. You're not stuck. You're not stopping. You're moving. You're progressing. You're going through. Keep moving. Don't stop, because you're going to come out on the other side. And listen to this, Radio Land. When you come out, you're not coming out empty-handed. No, you coming out with your stuff. You coming out with your stuff. And not only with your stuff, you're coming out with some extra stuff in the repay. The devil got to pay restitution. He got to pay restitution. He got to give it up. He got to cough it up. He got to loose it up. He got to spit it out. He got to let it go. He got to give you your stuff back. You got to go into the enemy's camp and take your stuff. Take your stuff. Take your stuff back. God is able. He's able to do anything but fail. In verse 14, 1 Peter 4:14, it says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, you should be happy, for the Spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. Everybody wants the glory, but nobody want to go through. Everybody wants the glory, but nobody want to go through. Don't you know that they lied on Jesus? Don't you know that they talked about Jesus? Don't you know that they spread innocent blood? Don't you know that they mocked Jesus? Don't you know that they did him wrong? Don't you know he was betrayed by the very one that walked with him? So why do you think it's strange that you're going through these things? If Jesus went through, who are we to complain? Because what we're going through is nothing compared to what Jesus went through. But oh, at the end, when he rose on that third day, when he said it was finished, that means that he's able to bring us out of whatever we're going through, whatever we're facing, whatever your hard not life might be. My God is able to do exceedingly. He's able to do abundantly above all we can ask or think. He's our shepherd. We shall not want. He's our shepherd. He desires to give us good things. Not only that, he's going to give us the desires of our heart. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. He's been to make it good, Radio Land. He's been to make it good. Whatever your heart not life is, just know that God is getting ready to bring you out. Before I go, I just want to verbalize this prophecy over you, Radio Land. Listen good. Listen to the show again. Play it back. Listen until it gets in your spirit. I prophesy that your financial breakthrough is here. There's a supernatural financial release from God that's getting ready to hit your house. I'm not talking about an income tax. That's not a blessing. That's your money owed to you by the government. But I'm talking about a financial release that only God can do. Money that is owed to you. Money that's been held up. I hear the word release. God is going to pay back, pay restitution, lawsuits settled, workers' comp cases settled, miracle money, insurance claims that were held up are getting ready to be released. Loans are getting ready to be approved that you don't even qualify for. You know your credit jacked up, but God is going to do a miracle on your behalf. Money owed to you is going to be paid back. Checks in the mail that you weren't even expecting. Supernatural direct deposits in your account. I see some people that got child support cases. You're finna get bike pay. It's getting ready to rain. It's getting ready to rain on your head. You don't need an umbrella. You need to get wet. You don't need an umbrella. You need to get wet. I'm talking about that ladder rain. It's getting ready to fall down in your life. I see ministries being flooded with donations. I see seed being sold for you to advance the kingdom of God. I see those that have been walking, they have been riding the bus, they have been catching rides, they have been riding trains. You're getting ready to be blessed, cause I see those that have been homeless, getting ready to be blessed with new houses and apartments. God is supernaturally cleaning credit reports. Oh, he's God just like that. He's able to do it. I declare and decree Psalm 68:19 over your life. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Every morning you need to wake up with a spirit of expectancy. Every morning you need to wake up, God, load me daily. Is this the day? Are you going to do it today? Every day, being expectancy. I don't care how hard your life is. You might be having the hard not life. But every day, get up expecting God to move. Get up expecting God to bring you out. Get up expecting God to make a way, because he's going to do it, Radio Land. He's going to do it for you. God is going to do it for you. God is going to do it for you. You're one person away. You're one person away from receiving your miracle. You're one person away from receiving your breakthrough. Don't you know God worked through people? Don't you know God can touch a millionaire heart to bless you? Let me give this testimony. I prayed for my mother. She didn't have a car, but she worked for millionaires. I told her that she was finna get a car. I laid my hands on her and declared and decreed what God said, because she had been catching rides to work. She works in the nursing industry. But the next day, after I laid my hands on her, she went to work. And the millionaire said, I'm taking you to the car lot to buy you a car. She thought maybe they was just paying a down payment. Oh, no. He said that he was paying cash for the car. And listen to the car he bought her. He bought her a Cadillac. When God bless you, he will give you top notch. The millionaire pulled out his checkbook. The car lot said, we don't take checks. He said, no problem. He pulled out his black card. I know you don't know what that is. He pulled out a black card, and he paid cash for her car. So you listen to me. There is nothing that my God cannot do. You stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is going to work it out on your behalf. God is going to turn it around. Just believe and receive. God is going to turn it around. It's time out for the children of God living the hard knock life. We don't supposed to live the hard knock life. We're supposed to live the kingdom life. We're king kids. We're ambassadors on earth. God is getting ready to transfer the wealth from the wicked over to the righteous. Won't no child of God live the hard knock life? We got access to God. He owns all the gold and the silver. Honorable see ya. He's getting ready to release it to his children. He's getting ready to release it. You know, as king kids, we've been living the orphan life, just like an orphan Annie. She was living the orphan life. She was living the hard knock life, the orphan life. Didn't know how she was going to get through day to day. Didn't have no spiritual parents. Didn't have no natural parents. But how many know that we're not bastard children? We can cry, Abba Father. We have a father. We are not orphans. We got a daddy. We got a daddy. And our daddy is God. Honorable see ya. And he's finna take us. He's getting ready to upgrade us from the orphan life to the kingdom life. You're one person away. You're one miracle away from your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're one person away. You're one person away from your breakthrough. Stand still. Stand still, Radio Land, and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still. Don't you be moved by what you see. Because if I was moved by what I see, I would be in a corner somewhere, slobbing at the mouth, in a straight jacket. I'll be on the bridge with some jike gangers. I might be on drugs, high off crack cocaine, if I went by what I see in my natural eyes. But I got my spiritual eyes. They're wide open with 20/20 vision, and I see God moving. I see God working. I see God turning around. I see God blessing me. I see my breakthrough. So don't let the devil punk you. Don't let the devil push you. Don't let the devil cause you to have fear. Fear is an enemy of faith. But you believe God despite what it looks like, Radio Land. You got to believe God. I don't know nothing else but God. And I know God is going to turn it around, and he's going to do it for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Let's just give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for speaking today. Lord, we thank you, God, that we don't live the hard knock life. We live the kingdom life, kingdom living. We got access to the king. Don't get me started, because I get started all over again. But the show is coming to a close. Thank you to everyone that tuned into the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show on today. I ask you to consider partnering with Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. Become a partner. Sow a seed. Bless us. This fertile ground. You will receive a harvest. We need your help as we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ from city to city, state to state. Amen. We need you, you, and you. You can give via PayPal using the email address give@TamikoStewart.com. Stay connected with me. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm a real person. I answer back. I'll pray with you. Just let me know what you need me to do. Until next time, you be blessed. and you remember that quitting is not an option. God bless you.